is Oleg Deripaska?
Well, he's a very rich man indeed. When I met him last year, he was worth $21 billion. And until a few months ago, according to Forbes Russia magazine, he was worth $28.3 billion, which makes him the richest man in Russia, $4 billion richer than Roman Abramovich, his close friend, and one of the richest people in the world. Recently, he's taken a bit of a hit from the credit crisis, but he's still extremely rich and still extremely well connected. He's very close to Vladimir Putin, Russia's prime minister, and principally he's made his fortune from aluminium. He acquired a small stake in an aluminium company in the 1990s, and then through methods which some people have described as ruthless, he sort of wiped out the competition and set about building this enormous empire based on aluminium, but also including sort of construction and car parts. He owns a Birmingham van factory and so on. And along the way, he met and cultivated very many important and powerful people, mainly in Russia, but also now, it seems, in Britain as well.
What's his interest in Britain?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I mean, he's definitely an Anglophile. I mean, for an oligarch, he speaks very good English. I was quite surprised. I mean, many oligarchs speak either no English or kind of halting English, but Deripaska is sort of fluent. I mean, he's clearly formidably clever. He has a home in Belgravia. He's watched Chelsea with Abramovich, and he has spent time in the UK, although he's never really lived in Britain. But he says his interests in Britain are sort of fairly marginal, because Britain is no longer is a sort of, as he put it, a post-industrial economy. So, and what he deals with sort of smelters and hydro dams and giant technical projects. But it's also clear that he's not averse to staying on the right side of people in power.
And he seems to have known Peter Mandelson for a number of years.
Yes, that's right. I mean, our main source for this is Benjamin Wegg Prosser, it has to be said, a former Guardian journalist and also Mandelson's aide, who has been blogging about this. And Wegg Prosser says that he and Mandelson met Deripaska for dinner in a rather swanky cafe called the Pushkin Cafe. In fact, I met Deripaska there myself in April with a group of journalists. I mean, certainly Mandelson and Deripaska have met at least three times, but Mandelson insists that this was, as part of his old job of EU Trade Commissioner, and there was nothing unusual about it. I actually, rather mischievously, when I went to the British ambassador's leaving do here a couple of weeks ago, this is Tony Brenton, who has just left, I noticed that Deripaska had been invited, but he didn't turn up.